I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Lebanon's prime minister and three former ministers have been charged in connection with the August 4th Beirut explosion. But Pierre Hosni of Horizons International says
Hassan Diab, the prime minister, he's really somebody that came in pretty recently. And it's kind of silly to give him the responsibility for really what the power brokers have done over the past like 7 years of having all these explosives in the port. So it's really not his fault at all. And basically, it's just looking like they're trying to put up the weakest scapegoat that they can to themselves escape scrutiny.
As Horizons International provides help and hope, pray many would see Jesus' love in this work. And as the pandemic continues, the number of child marriages has surged. Maggie of World Concern explains poverty and a lack of education are drivers of this issue. Girls are often seen as a financial burden on impoverished families, and studies link lack of education to early marriages. COVID-19 has exacerbated these drivers through economic fallout and school closures. World Concern works to help these girls by granting scholarships, providing poverty alleviation solutions, and teaching vital skills. This work is all informed by the belief that both men and women are image bearers of God. As this ministry continues, Maggie asks for prayer.
I think that would really appreciate if people could join us in prayer about the impacts of COVID-19 and just really praying that God will raise up advocates and leaders in these communities to protect girls from early marriage.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association offers My Father's House. It's a devotional written by women for women and uses object lessons along with stories of ministry to Slavic women for your spiritual growth. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.